Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show.
It's time now for 360 Prosperity with Maria Martinez. Maria is a human potential and wealth activator who helps you access your full potential to find happiness. She has the unique ability to clear anything blocking you from stepping into your greatness. Get ready to experience a catalyst for change. Here's Maria now.
Hello. Hello, everyone. I'm just so excited to be here today. Today, it's a beautiful day for new beginnings. You know, we just started the year 2021 a couple of days ago, but we're still right in the middle of that beautiful energy of the number one, that energy of mastery, the energy of birthing new ideas, the energy of your I am presence. And today, that's where the focus, that's where I'm being guided to share with all of you today. So welcome all of you that are here today, you that are ready to step into something new, you that is ready to create something that is far more amazing, you know, your best life yet. Yeah, last year was a year of uncertainty. It wasn't what we expected. It brought up a lot of old stuff. You know, we deconstructed a lot of the old, we released a lot of the old baggage. And now we're in this space of freedom, this space of adventure, this space of possibilities. We are in the number five, 2021 being a number five, numerology five. We are in that place of new possibilities. So we really want to create that space to ignite more of that, to continue that momentum forward. This is the beginning. This is the start line. At the end of this year, we want to look back and we want to realize that we did everything possible that we could consciously, could everything within our power to create the life that is meant for us, our most ideal life, our most wonderful life. So with that in mind, welcome again. I am Maria Martinez, CEO and founder of 360 Prosperity. And it is my great pleasure to contribute to all of you and to support you in activating your full potential, your human potential, your divine gifts, your supernatural abilities, your wealth consciousness, to help you and create the space to heal and let go throughout your multidimensional body. So we'll be doing that today as well. As we get closer to the end, we'll open up for questions. And the questions that I really want you all to focus on, not what is going, like, what is wrong with me. I really want you to focus on what is possible for me. So when you ask the questions from that place, really holding on to your vision, really being in your vision. What is possible for me to create, to move forward, to live the life that I desire, to step into my greatness, to step into the next level of who I am? Really think about your questions as we get to the end and open up for questions. So let's begin. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. We want to let go of the worry, of the concern, any anxiety, overwhelm, frustration. We want to release all judgment on yourself, on any process, on society, humanity, the world. We want to delete and then create all of that. We want to surrender completely. We want to surrender completely to love, compassion, and loving kindness. Go ahead and take another deep breath and exhale. We want to clear the space between your ears, the center of your head, your command center. We want to clear your throat. We want to clear your heart. Open up the heart, release any heart walls. We want to stop those layers of protections that you've set up for yourself. You no longer need those. We want to open up our crown. to listen, to hear, to allow, to receive our divine messages, messages from all that is divine creation. We want to hear our messages from beyond, beyond our mind, beyond our subconscious mind. We want to transcend all of that, transcend the 3D, and really allow ourselves to be guided. One more deep breath. As you open up, go ahead and allow all your baggage, you know, everything that you're still working through, everything that still shows up and seems chaotic, everything that's still showing up and feels overwhelming, allow it to come up to the surface. We're not judging it. We're just acknowledging that it's there. We're acknowledging where you are in this moment in time. When we can acknowledge it, when we can accept it, then we can release the judgment. We're no longer resisting it. We're no longer avoiding it. We're no longer trying to suppress it. One more deep breath. And as you allow all of that to come up to the surface, we're also giving yourself, your child, your inner child permission, permission to show you what is still buried, what is still in the way, what you haven't completed. And again, without judgment, we're in the space of surrender. We're in the space of loving kindness. We're in the space of compassion. And that starts with us. We give that to ourselves. We treat ourselves with compassion and with loving kindness because we are treating the divine being within us. We're no longer separating. We're embracing. And we're no longer rejecting the parts of ourselves, our inner child, that at one point we felt were wrong or we did something wrong or it was our fault or we must have been imperfect. We're deleting and uncreating all of that. In order to do that, in order to complete all of that, we get to allow it to come up to the surface. We get to see it as it is. We get to see the story, the patterns, the belief systems that we created, and all of these belief systems and limitations that have been running our life. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. And we also get to realize that the world, life, is not happening to us. That we're active participants, that we're active creators. 2020 wasn't what we expected, wasn't ideal, but we have 100% part in it. We were 100% responsible for it. How we showed up created others showing up in a certain way. If we showed up in anger, others showed up in anger. If we showed up in resentment, others showed up in resentment. If we showed up in self-loathing, then others reflected that back to us. If we were unworthy, felt unworthy, then others reflected that to us. So we want to acknowledge that we're master manifestors, we're master creators, and that up to this point, we've been practicing to create, and we now found the key to creating in alignment with our light, in alignment with who we are. We recognize, we can observe, we can witness what was 2020 and back and what could be from this moment moving forward 2021 and beyond. One more deep breath. All those opportunities that we missed out on, all those possibilities that we didn't see, all that time that we were in survival, all those times that we chose to struggle instead of to trust and believe ourselves, all those times that we were in hardship, that we were in lack and scarcity because we didn't trust ourselves, we didn't trust the universe because we were operating, we were acting, we were making decisions from fear, from doubt, from resentment, from regret, from judgment. We want to acknowledge, and as we acknowledge it, notice it as dust disintegrating, or turning into dust, disintegrating, and then flying back, floating away, being blown away back into the universe. One more deep breath. Allow all of that to come up. And think about in this moment, your biggest dreams, your greatest vision. And notice if there's any sadness, any grief. Notice if there's any trauma that's attached to it. And notice that that is from the past. All of those feelings that you're having right now are from the past. And if you continue on this way, you're taking the past, you're projecting your experiences from the past into the future, and you're creating the same. So we want to acknowledge that. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale, and acknowledge what we're feeling. The sadness, the grief, the disappointment, the disillusion, the let down, the feeling alone. And then we're going to surrender all of that to source, delete it and then create it. Acknowledge that it's there. Acknowledge that it was creating for us. All of these feelings and emotions that we were running, that we were embodying, that we were projecting, have been creating our reality, have been creating not having what we desire, have been creating missing out on opportunities, have been creating doors being closed, being shut, have been creating abundance and prosperity, resisting coming in, or challenged with money, challenges with money and wealth. So we want to delete in and create all of that, delete in and create all of that, delete in and create all of that. We want to let go of all resistance. We want to let go of trying to control. And we want to delete in and create everything we make up about ourselves and everything we make up about the past and everything we make up about things that didn't go so well. Everything we attribute to that, failure, disappointment, not good enough, unworthy. We want to delete and uncreate all of that, delete and uncreate all of that, delete and uncreate. I can hear your angels coming in already. Clear, delete and uncreate all of that, delete and uncreate all of that, delete and uncreate all of that. Across the time, dimension, space, and reality, in our direction of time. And as you're letting go of all of this, you're opening up your heart to compassion. You're opening up your heart to loving kindness. To see yourself with compassion, to feel into loving kindness for yourself. So we're going to delete and then create, delete and then create, delete and then create, delete and then create. Delete and then create all those areas in which you feel like you haven't earned it. I haven't earned happiness. I haven't earned success. I haven't earned wealth. I haven't earned abundance. And let's delete and then create that. All the ways that you're trying to prove that you deserve, all the ways that you're trying to prove that you're good enough, all the ways that you're trying to prove that you can have or that you can create. That is all effort, which creates more resistance. When you're clear, delete, delete, you don't have anything to prove. You're already worthy. You're already deserving. It is your divine right. It is your divine inheritance. It is yours. You don't have to prove that it is yours. It is already yours. It's your God-given right. Source, the universe, is everything that you desire. It's the source of your abundance. It's the source of your wealth. It's the source of your happiness. And that is within you. There's nothing to earn, nothing to achieve, nothing to prove. But you do get to be in alignment. You do get to be in action. You do get to feel inspired. You do get to be motivated. You get to follow through. When you align with your passion and your purpose, when you align with your dreams and your goals, you feel excited. You feel enthusiastic. You take action. You take the steps necessary to bring more or to get closer to your dreams and goals. You make the phone calls. You make the connections. You take the steps. You follow through. And that's the action. That's the beingness. That's the you. Loving it so much that you're willing to do whatever it takes. Willing to do whatever it takes. And that also means confronting, witnessing, observing, noticing, embracing all the other parts of you that were out of alignment. One more deep breath. And in doing so, you're reclaiming your power. You're connecting to your person of power. Your vibration continues to rise. and all other interferences that kept you stuck there in the past can't hold on to you anymore. Entities, low vibrational beings, ghosts, spirits, dark angels, fallen angels, demon-like, intergalactic spirits or entities, like draconians, reptilians, all of those, and Anunnakis, they cannot hold on to you because you're saying yes to you and you're saying no to being dominated, being suppressed, being controlled. You're saying yes to your personal power. You're saying yes to possibilities. You're saying yes to being the master of your next destiny. You're saying yes to creating, designing your life, your trajectory. And you're so in alignment with that. You're so congruent with that, that your light becomes very amplified. And as you're choosing to be aware and awake, and as you're choosing to be alignment in your flow, you're also deleting and creating any old contracts that you had to be sabotaged, to be held back, to be held down. So go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. And let's move into that space right now and clear, delete, as we transform anything like that. Entities, spiritual interferences, imbalances, disturbances, parasitical energies, energies that come in to siphon your light, siphon your vitality, your enthusiasm, your joy, entities that lock on, hook on to low vibrational energies that sadness and grief and anger, deleting and create that, deleting and create that, deleting and create that. And let's remove the binds, remove the shackles from your hands, your feet, so that you can move forward with ease, so you can move forward with grace, so that you can move forward in alignment with your divine path, your divine mission, so you can find the courage to say yes to you and step forward every single day, congruently, with conviction, tenacious, fearless. One more deep breath. Certain, confident in who you are and your ability to create, manifest, to bring the impossible into possibility. One more deep breath. Clear, delete anything in the way of that. Clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete. Now let's clear all confusion, of what's next for you. Let's clear not knowing what to do, not knowing what's next. Let's clear, delete all of that, clear, delete. A lot of times that confusion comes from you fearing stepping forward, you being afraid of being seen, being heard, you being afraid or not believing in yourself, not believing in your gifts, and being confused about what you can offer it to the world, who you can be in the world. This clearly transform all those fears. All that is illusions. There are false evidence appearing real. You created that fear and you amplified that fear. You have the power to diminish it, to delete it and uncreate it, to transmute it. You have the power to remove all it's charged with. Clear, delete, trust, we transform. Clear, delete, trust, we transform. Clear, delete, trust, we transform across the time, dimension, space, and reality, in the direction of time. Clear, 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 clear. Let's pull you out from the place of being lost. Let's pull you out from the place of not knowing. Let's pull you out from the place of not knowing what to do. Let's pull you out of that place of confusion, lack of clarity, overwhelm, frustration. Let's clear, delete, trust, we transform. And let's clear, delete, trust, we transform all attachments that are keeping you there, that all forms of sabotage and all forms of self-sabotage. Clear, delete, trust, we transform all that is. Clear, delete, trust, we transform all that is. Across the time, dimension, space, and reality, in the direction of time. One more deep breath. Very good. Now take a look again. Tune into yourself. Where are you not aligned? Is it with yourself? Is it in your career? Is it in your relationship with your partner? Is it in your relationship with your kids, your parents, your siblings, friends, other relationships? Are you not aligned with your health? And let's bring that all into alignment. Let's bring in love and forgiveness to all those areas. Let's wash away with forgiveness all that residue, all that yunky, sticky energy. Let's delete and create all that is, because of time, dimension, space, and reality in the direction of time. Let's release that pattern of self-sabotage. Let's release that pattern of holding yourself back, keeping yourself small, Clear delete. One more deep breath. And ask yourself, who do you want to be in the world? What would you like your legacy to be? What would be the mark that you leave behind? How will what you create live beyond you? And sometimes it's as simple as being happy. You remember for the happiness that you brought, the joy that you brought. Sometimes it's through, because of your amazing gifts as a healer, as a coach, as a consultant, or your ability to create joy in others, your ability to bring out the best in others, your ability to ground others around you, your ability to be that shining light when others have lost hope. What will your legacy be? But in the moment, living in the now, what steps do you take? Who do you become? Who do you embody? What do you embody? What vibrational energies? Courage, tenacity, certainty, confidence, power, compassion, love, gratitude, resilience, harmony, radiance. What vibration do you embody to create the space now that will result in your legacy? Take another deep breath and exhale. Think about your dreams. Bring them to your mind's eye, your goals, your vision. What does that look like? And feel into it. And that is what comes up for you as you're feeling into it. The reservations, the hesitations, the resistance, the fears, the insecurities, the doubts, and deleting and create those. Deleting and create anything that gets in the way of you connecting to your true vision, having clarity about who you are, why you're here, why you were created, what you're meant to bring to humanity, to the people that you love. What lessons, what learnings are you here to share? What voice, what frequency, what vibration are you here to share? What space are you here to create for others? Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Let go of all the fears of leaving others behind. Let go of all the fears that others are not ready, therefore you have to wait. Let go of all the fears that you can't do it alone. Let go of all the fears that you don't know what to do. Let go of the fear that once you get there, you won't know what to do. Delete and uncreate all of that. Delete and uncreate all of that. Delete and uncreate all of that. What would this year look like for you that would create the foundation for more moving forward? What would this year look like for you? What would your health look like? Healthy, fit, youthful, athletic, or balanced, or happy, functional. What will your career look like for you? Money flowing in, your accounts overflowing, money for retirement, money for vacation, money for adventure, money for emergencies, money to cover all your expenses, money for play, to play. What will your relationships look like? Open, connected, transparent, loving, honest, and integrity. What will your relationship with your kids, your siblings, your parents, your friends look like? Go ahead and take one more deep breath. what else do you want to bring into your vision? What else do you want to bring into this beautiful momentum that you're creating? What services will you bring to the world? What contribution will you make to the world? What magnificence, what radiance, what greatness will you bring to the world? How will you live your life moving forward? How would you live a life of freedom, joy, balance, fulfillment? Go ahead and take another deep breath and exhale. And notice that as we're moving forward, different parts of you, it's almost like you have armor around you, and the different parts of the armor are falling off because we're opening up areas of you. We're opening up possibilities. We're opening up possibilities, intentions, windows of opportunities. We're removing old layers that are no longer serving you, old things that in the past served you well but are no longer needed now. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. So see yourself sort of wearing this armor or different layers of clothing and them just being peeled off of you. And as each layer comes off, light shines from you outward because you're reconnecting with your divine essence or divine being. You're reconnecting with your true authentic self. You're reconnecting with the divinity within you that is infinite, that is loving, that is kind, that is abundant, that is success. That is everything that's possible in the world. One more deep breath. Notice all these layers continuing to leave your body. As you reveal more of yourself, as you reveal more of what is possible for you, as you reveal more of your pure potential, as you reveal more of the different ideas that are opening up for you, the different windows, doors of opportunities, go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Notice the different colors around you changing from purple, lavender, pink, green, red, orange, yellow, gold. You're releasing, you're letting go. You're letting go of old fears, old doubts, or insecurities. You're letting go of all the ways that you used to hold yourself back, hold yourself hostage. You're letting go of all those things. And you're trusting yourself, trusting the universe. One more deep breath. Now that you have the vision of your life in your mind's eye, project it even further beyond this year, out into 5 years, and amplify it. What does that look like now? What else are you bringing in? What else are you creating? What else are you manifesting? Who else is there? What are you enjoying 5 years down the road? How different is that life from this moment? Feel the joy, feel the happiness, feel the gratitude of that life. Because you trusted yourself, because you said yes, because you took the steps necessary, because you chose to be fearless. One more deep breath. Now take it out further, 10 years down, and look at your timeline. Look at what you're celebrating now. Look at your status. Look at your foundation. Look at your empire, the empire that you've built. Look at everyone that is part of that. Blissful, happy, fulfilled. Your contributions to the world. Your contributions to your family, to your partner. Your the contributions to you because you said yes to you. One more deep breath. Clear all of that, clear all of that, clear all of that. Anything in the way of that, anything in the way of that. Clear and delete interest feeding the self-sabotage, clear and delete interest feeding the chatter that comes up, clear and delete interest feeding the fears that come up, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete. There's some light language coming in. Ina nan ista, ina nan ishtaka, ina ina inaki, ina ina ichi, ina ina kishi, ina nan nashaki, ina nestaki, ina ina nanestiki gua, testitiniki, niwalakash, niwalakash, neke e ye yet, neke ishana, ua ye yet, testa kusta kast, nin ishta al ish, nyesta wash, what testiki osha wa, nish at. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. So your angels came in along with a couple of the galactic beings that are here for you as well. They started clearing different layers and feel like your crystalline body, your pain body, your light body of different fragments and layers that were still stuck to you, that were still hanging on to you from the past, from the old. So they wanted to clear and delete all of that, again, to help you, support you, move you, moving forward in this beautiful, crisp, new vibration, new energy, energy of love and energy. Lots of gold energy around you now. A lot of energy from the sun is coming in, the thousand sun, central sun energy. Clear all of that, clear all of that, clear all of that. Allowing yourself to really receive it, or allowing yourself to truly receive what is available to you. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Okay, you got Hathor coming in. Coming in to balance your masculine, your feminine, coming in to activate more of your sacred area, and also to amplify your passion and your purpose, to connect you with abundance and prosperity from within. And she's really talking about harvest, the harvest that is already within you. You know, we think about we need to seed, we need to sow so that we can receive the harvest. Well, that is a process, and that is a process that we, you know, we get involved with. And at this moment, she's saying, well, that's already there for you. That which you seek is already there with you. That abundance that you've been waiting for, you know, taking all these steps, it's already there. So let's activate that within you so you can manifest it more easy or easier in your 3D, in your reality. So go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Exhale. So several clearings happened. She was literally like removing, like moving things away from your field that have created cloudiness, creating illusions, filters in front of you. As she's showing me clouded eyes. So clearing away all of that that was there so we can reveal the true you, so you can see the true you that is ready to step forth, that is ready to shine your light, that is ready to claim what is yours, who is ready to claim your personal power. So lots of clearing around your shoulders, around the back, especially around your shoulders and going into where you have your wings attached, and then down your body, shoulders, hips, quite a bit, little bit of clearing, and then down into the sacral area and root chakra to clear a lot of that. Now I see this beautiful color, kind of looks like a coral color, and then with it, there's a lot of gold running through your field. So still lots of clearing, lots that is being released, and a lot of that is it's actually dimensional. So this is from other dimensions that you were still hooked into, or that you were attached to, or was attached to you, that you brought in again. So, you know, what we're doing today is removing all those layers that have been in the way of you choosing freely, reclaiming not just your power, but your power to choose, your power to be in alignment with what you truly desire. So that is what Hathor was supporting you with, removing all those interdimensional layers, connections that were still there, entanglements that were still there, so you can feel the power, your divinity running through you in this body, in your light body, in your physical body, in your emotional body, in your energetic body, and feel the presence of feel present in this lifetime. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. So I have Pleiadians, Arcturians, and I have the angels also here to give you messages. So the Pleiadians, their energy is very light right now. The Arcturians, it's really pretty, pure, beautiful. It's like they're opening the door, and the energy that is coming in through the door, it feels like this beautiful, soft, fluffy energy that is the energy of ease, is the energy of going with the flow. And that's really what they're inviting you to do, is align with your true nature and go with the flow. You know, remember who you are. Know that you have the capacity, you have the power to course correct, to change your life, to start new, to start fresh, to create the new next chapter in your book. You're the author and the hero of your story. So they're saying, let's just go with the flow. What would you like that to be? You are the hero. Create your hero story. Create the new, you know, the new chapter in your book. Paint your new canvas. So one more deep breath. And there are lots of beautiful energy. They're opening up all these doors for you to come through. And again, it just feels like they're guiding you. They're supporting you, guiding you in the right direction, the direction of flow, of direction of you, the direction of ease, the direction of gratitude, appreciation, the direction of abundance. And again, now they're bringing in lots of yellow energy around you. And they're sexually shaped in yellow stars. So lots of yellow stars moving around you and then connecting to your field. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. They're blessing you. They're blessing you with love. They're blessing you with abundance. They're blessing you with success. One more deep breath. And Arcturians right there with them, following their lead and also contributing to that. And the frequency that they're bringing in is a white, and the stars, you know, the energy is, it's interesting that it's showing up like stars. From the Arcturians, it looks more like snowflakes, so it has different shapes like that. But what they are, they're really symbols. All of these are symbols that they're activating within you, the new symbols of abundance, the new symbols of prosperity, the new symbols of wealth. They're activating, they're blessing you with them. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. And again, the angels, Archangel Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, Metatron, all there with you. Raziel, Uriel, here. And they are, again, creating this beautiful space of possibility, and they're also helping you move forward. I can see them aligning with your timelines, aligning you with the future, you know, the future that is ever changing. But, you know, as you align with love and happiness, success, you're aligning it with that. And I can see them walking this path with you, walking along your journey with you, available to you, helping you, guiding you, whispering in your ear, helping you awaken to more and more. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. As you receive all of this, connect to your vision again. Connect to your dream. See yourself in your greatness. See yourself in that infinite place of possibility. See yourself living your most extraordinary life. Feel the joy of that. Feel the gratitude of that. Feel that sense of having it all, that sense of accomplishment, that sense of being there already, that sense of radical trust and radical surrender. Your empire, your enterprise, your life, your adventures, your wealth, your prosperity, your relationships, happy, fulfilled, blissful. One more deep breath. Very good. And then anchor that into the future. Anchor that into the now. Anchor that into the now. And then allow it to create the momentum moving forward, to create the path of ease and grace, the path of it's absolute. This is what I'm doing. This is what I'm choosing. This is what I am. This is where I am. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. And now that you're here, Do not accept any other reality. Do not accept anything else that is less than this. Do not accept anything else that doesn't match this beautiful vision that you have of yourself, this beautiful vibration that you're in. Embrace this part of who you are. Feel the greatness, feel the radiance, feel the magnificence within that. This is your truth. This is your authentic self. This is your true nature. Embody that. Be that. One more deep breath. I am that I am. Grounding yourself in that beautiful energy. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And be. Be in the moment. Be abundance. Be joy. Be happiness. Be gratitude. Be love. Be compassion. Be kindness. One more deep breath. Notice that all of you have up-leveled. You're all in this beautiful vibration. You're embracing this now. So it's really important for you to move forward from here. Don't go back to where you were before. Don't go back to your fears. Don't go back to your doubts. From this point forward, what is the next step? What else can I do? From this point forward, what else can I let go of? From this point forward, what else can I know about myself? From this point forward, what else? And stay in that possibility. Do not allow anything to distract you from that. Do not allow any heaviness or darkness or low vibration to come in and distract you and derail you. Stay on course. Stay focused. Embrace the new. Embrace the powerful you and your new powerful vision, your new powerful life, your new powerful reality. One more deep breath. It is done. It is done. It is done. So be it. Namaste. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Well, I'd love to hear how it felt for you, where you are, what came through for you, and any questions you may have about what's next. Remember, you are at this point now, all of you are in a beautiful vibration. Do not go back to what happened 2 weeks ago. Do not go back to something that was going on before you came on the call. Feel into where you are in this moment. And from this moment, move forward. Let go of any fixation of there's something wrong with you or you need to be fixed because you are perfect. You are divinely perfect. So go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. And we can open up for comments, for sharing, and for questions. Thank you, Nicole.
All right. Lines are packed. I'm going to scroll through intuitively, see how we do. 443, you're first. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Nicole.
Uh-oh.
Thank you.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you okay.
Oh, okay. All right, let's try that again. I thought I was cut off there. 443, anybody there? What's your first name? Where are you calling in from? Nobody's there. So much for the intuitive side today. Let's just go linear. 201, you're up first. You're live. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from? Area code 201. I don't know if the lines are working. Let's keep trying. 919, you're next. You're live with Maria on the air. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from? 919, anybody there?
Interesting.
Well, we have about 1,000 other callers on the board, so we can just keep going until we find the right one. I can do this all day, people. 210. 210, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Is that me?
That's you.
Hello. Yes. Oh, yay, you can hear me. This is Jennifer. Hi. Hi, Maria.
Jennifer.
Thank you. Oh, that was a... Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
very feeling very peaceful. So, yeah, how can I open myself up to more abundance?
Mm-hmm. Good. Okay, so let's take a look at that. And as we look at you, thank you for that question. We also want to look at everybody else here because I can sense that's the question for many of us. How can I open up for more? So for you, it feels like there's a little bit of block in your throat still and coming down into your high heart. A lot of times when that happens, and the rest of you that are listening, you can kind of feel into yourself when we are saying we're ready for abundance and we feel like, okay, so it's not happening, or I still don't feel quite aligned, I don't still feel quite open. It's your integrity. It's your integrity with yourself, yet the integrity with your words. So go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. And just state to yourself, I am abundant. And then feel the words as you say them go in, down your throat, down into your heart, and notice where they get stuck. Notice if they go all the way down and then get stuck in your root chakra, or notice if they get stuck in your throat or in your heart. Okay? So there's a part of you that fears claiming it because it's still judging the past. Why I said that in the past, I've been doing affirmations, I've been using the law of attraction, I've been, you know, doing all these healings, I've been taking steps, and it really hasn't shown up, so I'm hesitating claiming it. So that's what I'm sensing around you, Jennifer. So we want to clear that. We want to clear that little residue of judgment, that little residue of disbelief, of doubt. And so we want to do it for everyone. So go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. So we're going to clear, delete, trust, view, transform all those areas where you're still judging yourself. We're going to clear, delete, trust, view, transform all those places where you're still judging yourself. We're going to clear, delete, trust, view, transform all that judgment you have about yourself, about decisions you made, about past events, about money, about your talents. Everywhere you don't believe in yourself, everywhere you don't trust yourself, everywhere you don't believe that you can, everywhere you don't trust that you can manifest the life that you deserve, anywhere you still feel unworthy and undeserving, we're going to clear delete all of that, 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 across the time, momentum, space, and rally in that direction of time. Clear, 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 clear. What was also coming up is hesitation, which is also connected to what we were talking about. You know, when we say, I am, and then you can really embody that. There is no hesitation. But when you say, I am, and it feels empty, those words feel empty, it's because we're not in alignment. We're still fearing. We're still judging. We're still criticizing. We're still doubting. We're still skeptical. So when it's deleting and creating and creating and creating and creating and creating and creating and creating, lots of great energy coming up. Clear all of that. Clear all of that. Clear all of that. Clear all of that. So that's that feeling cloudy, that feeling insecure, that hesitation around floating around our subconscious mind and around our chakra and around our ear chakras. And I clear all of that. Clear all of that. Clear all of that. Clear the trust we transform. Clear the trust we transform. Clear the trust we transform. Okay, go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Very good. So as we exhaled, I saw this sort of energy bursting up into the sky and then parting the sky. So where it felt clouded, where it felt unclear, now that's clear and the sun is shining through you and to you. So your forward movement is going to continue to believe in yourself, trusting yourself, forgive yourself, accept yourself, embrace worthiness and deservingness, to really embody and be in integrity with what you're asking so that you can be in vibrational alignment. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. So right now the energy feels really new. It's like we remove an old layer and now this new energy that you're in feels really new. It kind of feels like baby energy that is soft and beautiful and innocent. And now, you know, it's not tainted by the old and the past judgment. It's just very beautiful, very innocent. Now you can create. Now you can move forward in your flow. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. So So I was going to ask you to state the same statement we said earlier, right? And before I said it, I could see you energetically pulling that in and stating to yourself, I am abundance. And I can see it coming in like a shower, like you're under this cloud that is showering on you. But the water has different colors, and it glimmers and it shimmers. And I see purples and blues and pinks shimmering all around you. So what this is showing me is that you're now moving into that place of I am and being into integrity, being in integrity with that statement, with the energy of abundance. Beautiful. Very good. How does that feel to you? Jennifer? Did we lose you?
Uh-oh. Oh, it's back on. I think we're off the switchboard.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me now? The energy was so powerful, it knocked me off. So I had to call back in. But
it was beautiful.
As soon as I got back in, and especially when you said it feels like the a baby energy, that's one of my intentions on what to bring in the next year or two. But it feels really juicy.
Perfect. Beautiful. Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome, my pleasure. Yeah, keep us posted. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks for calling in and calling back in. That happens a lot when the energy gets cooking. We've got 7 minutes. Do you want to take one more quick call?
Yes, let's do that. Thank you.
1 bazillion people on the board here. Let's. You know what? I can't remember which lines I've already tried, so I'm just going to scroll around. All ones. I know I didn't try you before. All ones. You're now live on the air with Maria. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Pamela. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hello. Hi.
How are you?
Good. And what is your name?
Pamela.
Hi, Pamela. Yeah. How was the process for you, and what can I help you with?
I missed the process. I just came in for the last 5 minutes.
Okay. That's okay.
So I kind of have a question about the new year.
Mm-hmm.
What do you
Go
see
ahead.
For me? Anything exciting?
Okay, go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. So this whole process that we did was about that. It was about opening up, you know, for new opportunities and possibilities. For you, I see possibilities of, it feels like a new, like, it doesn't feel like a switch in career. It just feels like a change in work environment. And it feels like it's a couple months down the road. It doesn't feel like you've been, it's not something that you've been looking for in this moment. So it feels like it later, in a couple of weeks from now, it feels like it's revealed to you. And then about 4 months down, it's when you really start considering it. The space is more open. The environment is more open to opportunities where your talents, your gifts can be expressed more, like valued more and appreciated more. And it feels like you're going to be very happy with that if you take that. But it doesn't feel like it's the only thing that is coming in for you. It feels like you have some options. This is the one that's lighting up the most.
Okay.
And I can see you dressed up in, like, you know, just beautiful, professional, but, you know, with your own style,
okay.
clothing. Yeah. And I also see you meeting with people. So it feels like, you know, you're doing some either team projects or meeting with people, consulting about products, whether it's your own personal products or the products from the company. But I see you working like in a team. Off on your own, but then coming together as a team, yeah. So that feels very promising. In terms of money feels like it's there's an increase in your money as well, and it also feels like there's two increases, around the fourth month, and then it feels like another 6 months later, there's another increase. And then it stays steady through the end of the year, and it feels like at the end of the year, there's another, like another peak in your money. And
that's
it feels
good.
Like your life overall, like your even your social life, it feels like that starts to open up, like you start meeting other people. It feels like a different circle that you've been around. And it feels like easier. It feels like it's just, you know, like great relationships, great connections. They feel very honest. They feel like they are truly interested in connecting with you in a different level. So it feels like coming into a different, sort of a different circle of friends, a different circle of connections. So it just feels good. It just feels like a lot is coming in for you. And the way, you know, all of this is possible for all of us. And the way we stay on course with that is to keep our vibration high, to stay in possibility, to keep letting go of the old and open up to the new to come in, because we keep missing out on opportunities like this. We keep missing out on you know, new possibilities because we hold on to the past. So just stay open, you know, stay open to what is possible for you. Stay open to what is coming your way and really connect to joy and happiness. I see a lot of yellow around you, so that's showing me like joy and happiness. So really connect to that energy. Really try to live in that vibration. Okay?
Okay. That's great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Very good. Thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Sure.
All right. All the best, Pamela. And we are 2 minutes from the top, Maria. It's time to wrap up and shameless self-promotion.
Thank you. Well, thank you, everyone. It is always so much fun to come here in the space with all of you and co-create with all of you. It's always my absolute pleasure to be here with you and, you know, to play in the beautiful energies, the beautiful magical energies of the divine beings, celestial beings to come in to support you. So I look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks as we continue to move forward with this year. And I look forward to hearing what you're creating. And, you know, create your vision board. Create, you know, get your planner, set your goals, set your vision, you know, create your plan, steps to move forward, your daily practices, your self-care to create the best environment for you to succeed and achieve and attract and allow everything that you desire to manifest in your reality. As you continue forward and you want to expand in your health and your vitality and your abundance and your prosperity, if you're looking for additional support or if you're just looking for something new, I invite you to come in to Soul Wealth Destiny. It is a beautiful program in which we are breaking down all the barriers and all the layers and all the belief systems, all the programming around money. We're working with your energy field, with your lineage, your ancestral, your karma. We're working with all the layers that make up who you are and what you've created, what you're creating, to reset all of that and move you into that next level of who you are so that you may create more ease with that. We're also working in upgrading your body so your body can sustain and hold the new frequency that you're moving into and hold more light to resonate, to hold the vibration for all of what you desire. So I really invite you to look at that program, Soul Wealth Destiny. It's in my profile. It's in on my website, 360 Prosperity. Take a look for yourself and see what is next for you. Tune in to see what is next for you. Are you ready for more amplification in your money and abundance, prosperity, to upgrade, up-level your body, to release any ailments, to expand into new heights of who you are? So I invite you to take a look at that, and I look forward to seeing you on our next show in a couple of weeks. Lots of love to all of you. Blessings. Namaste. Thank you, everyone, for being here. Thank you, Nicole, for everything. Lots of love. Bye-bye for now.
News for the Soul Radio will begin its 24th year of broadcasting in January 2021. After nearly a quarter of a century of grassroots investigation and exploration into the unknown and lesser-known realms to discover what's really real and what's really possible, with News for the Soul founder journalist Nicole Marie Whitney at the helm, we now find ourselves here in this pivotal moment in human history. Staying in our power and in our hearts is more crucial than ever. we are continuing to work 24/7 at News for the Soul to uncover truths and techniques to best maneuver through challenging times. We are increasing our broadcasting hours to support and serve in the highest way possible. Tune in daily to discover hosts and radio shows, and also to hear Nicole Marie's latest cutting-edge interviews with luminaries of our times speaking to what's happening in our world today. From a conscious perspective, community, consciousness, and positive empowered focus are crucial. We are here for you. Go to newsforthesoul.com to find out more. That's newsforthesoul.com, and spread the word so others can avail themselves to this free resource as well. That's newsforthesoul.com.